Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a, well, it's another action-packed, let's just call it that, an action-packed program. I am the host. I am the wonderful host. My name is Bob Zachary. Yes. Internet talk show host. Bob. I still love that. I still love that when Abby called me Bob Zachary, internet talk show host. All right, let's get to what is going on right now. I'm sure by this time you have all heard the abortion comments by Donald Trump. You had to have heard the abortion comments by Donald Trump. I have the abortion comments by Donald Trump, and we're going to play the abortion comments by Donald Trump. But I want to set this not day up, okay? Not just the day, and that I'm referring to yesterday and the controversy, the town hall, but this entire week. Maybe we should say the entire 6 months. I got to imagine the moment the Republican Party and not just the Republican Party, but the Democrats, the media. Excuse me. And I think when you talk about Democrats, you have to talk about the media. They're one and the same. The media is an extension of Democrats. The media is the propaganda arm. It's kind of like the propaganda wing, the Nazis. You know, the Nazis preached. Nazis preached how important controlling the media was, and not just saying we control, you know, the television network or the one paper, but we control the messaging. We control the messaging. We control what our people are going to think. We control what our people are going to believe, and so forth and so on. I think about 6 months ago, when the Republicans, the Democrats, and the media all realized that Trump was not Michelle Bachmann, when Trump was not Herman Cain, when Trump was not Fred Thompson, hell, when Trump was not the mayor of 9/11, they collectively, without getting on a super secret Illuminati phone and calling the leader of each of those groups and saying, okay, this is what we have to do. Without doing that, they took cues from each other on different strategies to bring down Trump. Different strategies. And each time they tried something, although it did ding Trump up just a teeny tiny bit. It was like little cuts, teeny tiny cuts. And eventually, an accumulation of these cuts would result in bleeding to death. So one cut didn't hurt. Two cuts didn't hurt. Three, four, five, six. But eventually, your body has about 900. Your body has about 900 cuts. I mean, listen. Hey, do you ever remember the primary season where the president is involved? We're not even talking about a general election. We're not talking about a general election. It's normal for a president in a general election to get involved. Primaries? Hell, the primaries before voting? How about that? Primaries before voting. You've never seen that. You've never, ever seen that. So here we are this week. And I would say Trump has about 100 cuts. I would say he has about 100 cuts. Now, some of those cuts are self-inflicted. I'm going to admit that. Listen, I am a Trump supporter, but I'm not a blind Trump supporter. Okay? There are things that Trump does that I shake my head and go, why? I do. I shake my head and I go, why? Some things are self-inflicted. Some things are not. Some things, like what happened last night, are not self-inflicted. And the funny thing about last night, Chris Matthews, and I've watched Chris Matthews for 10 years, maybe 15 years. I've watched Chris Matthews for 20 years. Chris Matthews worked for Jimmy Carter. Chris Matthews worked for Tip O'Neill. Chris Matthews has a wife that's running for Congress. Chris Matthews is a skilled politician. Remember that. He's not just a talk show host. He's a skilled politician. And he wears his views on his sleeve. Now, when it comes to abortion, whether you're for it or you're, it's something that draws passion from a lot of people. And if you are for abortion, you will debate the issue with whoever is against. Comes to Chris Matthews, he will debate certain issues on the air with his hand. He will dissect a position and play games that are so over the top. And he will pretend as if he's asking a senator or a congressman who is on the other side of an issue, the question. And he'll do this with his panel. Chris Matthews is big into hypotheticals. Now, what happened last night is something he has always wanted to do with a Rick Santorum, a Mike Huckabee, a Ted Cruz. Now, you notice Ted Cruz will not do an interview with Chris Matthews. Have you noticed that? Most Republicans will not do interviews with Chris Matthews. Most Republicans will not do interviews with Rachel Maddow. And when they do, bad things always happen. Remember, Rick Santorum did an interview with Rachel Maddow. Remember when Rick Santorum was in the race and he was behind in the polls? He needed oxygen. He needed something. And he went on Rachel Maddow's show. And when he went on Rachel Maddow's show, what they debated was Santorum's comments equating homosexuality to bestiality. From years and years ago. And Maddow played the clip. Maddow asked a question. They went back and forth. It was a testy exchange. But again, it's a topic that's near and dear to Rachel Maddow. And if she ever got a Republican on her show, it's a question that she would ask, especially if they are anti-gay. And when you're for different legislation that says, same-sex marriage, religious liberty, all of those issues. So the abortion question, Matthews has wanted to debate a Republican about the legality. And he knows that, say he gets Lindsey Graham on the show, say he gets John McCain on the show, say he gets any established Republican on the show, and he plays the abortion game with them, he will never get another Republican to go on his show again, and there might be a certain amount of Democrats that won't go on his show. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, a lot of the established Democrats hang out with the established Republicans. They're friends, they're buddies. And Matthews knows that if he plays that game, there could be real consequences for his show. Hell, he could even get heat from his higher-ups. Because the abortion issue and exactly how Matthews framed the hypothetical gotcha question is really, really tricky. It really, really is tricky. And the thing that we, as Trump fans, like about Trump is also the thing that at times dooms him, because he's not a politician. He is the quintessential.
Would you like to have a beer with that person?
He is the quintessential. Let's have a beer and just talk about things. Let's just talk about life. Let's talk about hypotheticals. He is that person. He's not a politician to the point of let's BS around the question that you just gave me. Let's refuse to answer that question. Let's move on. And when you press me, I'm going to answer you the same way. And eventually, you're going to have to move on because you're not going to sit here and take 5 and 10 minutes badgering me because I'm going to give you the same answer. That's not Trump. That's not Trump. And yes, that is a weakness. Yes, that is his political downfall, if you could say. That is the problem. He's too much like, I like that. But as you see, it is a problem because the abortion story, which started yesterday as breaking news. You understand, the town hall happened hours before we all seen it. The town hall happened hours before we all seen it. Those comments became breaking news. They were breaking news on CNN. They were breaking news on Fox. They were breaking news on MSNBC. If you watched Rachel Maddow's show, she even said that when she was doing her town hall sit-down style interview with Hillary Clinton, and her phone was off, along with her producer's phone and everybody else's phone who's associated with Rachel's show. When they got finished and everybody left, she looked at her phone and saw all these messages and headlines and so forth and so on. And when she seen the Trump comments, she had to then track down Hillary Clinton, who had left the interview, the area that they did the interview, and Hillary Clinton was on her way to another venue, or actually at another venue, and Rachel Maddow went and tracked her down. So this was breaking news. This was historic news. Matthews did what everybody's been trying to do for months. For months, create something with Trump that will be that nail in his coffin that officially will bury him. Just officially kill him. Done. So this question, and again, any politician would have said, this is my stance. You're asking me hypotheticals. I don't deal in hypotheticals. I don't even deal in, if you want to say, hypotheticals that would be impossible. So let's move on. And then as the person gets pushed, They say, again, this is my position. You're asking me a not just a normal hypothetical. Because some politicians will deal with a normal hypothetical, but you're asking me a crazy, over-the-top hypothetical. And then you're talking about, in the hypothetical, if this is what happens, then you have to take the position of it being a crime. Again, it was like watching an interrogation where the cop or the lawyer is leading the witness into admitting or saying something that they did not intend to say, or that they said based on hypotheticals and just what anybody would say if the hypothetical was put in a way that you went, well, yeah, I guess. If you're saying A, B, and C is D, then I have to say D. Yeah, sure. And like I said, this is one of those questions that Matthews would have loved to use on the Santorum or a Huckabee or a Cruz. But he knows, a skilled BS politician is going to give you a canned answer. And as they get pushed, they're not going to engage. They won't play the hypothetical game. How many times did we see Chris Christie on the campaign trail when somebody would give him a hypothetical and he would say, I don't deal in hypotheticals? Hell, look at whether it's Kasich, whether it's Cruz, when somebody goes, if Donald Trump is the nominee, will you back him? How many times have you heard Ted Cruz go, Donald Trump will not be the nominee. I'm going to beat him. Okay, Senator Cruz. But if Donald Trump, there is no but. We're not, I'm going to beat him. Okay. But if you don't beat, Donald Trump will not be the nominee. I will beat him. Next question. How many times have we seen that? Same thing with Kasich. So, Governor Kasich, will you do? He won't be the nominee. Matter of fact, none of us are going to have the delegates when it comes to Cleveland. And the people are going to have to decide who can win. Okay, Mr. Kasich, but Governor Kasich, but if I just, he will not be the nominee. So with just that, Matthews would never have been able to play this hypothetical game. He would never have been able to play the hypothetical game. But with Trump, you're able to play the hypothetical game because he's not a BS politician. He's like you and me. He's the blue-collar billionaire. He's the guy that you can drink with or smoke a joint with. He doesn't, but hypothetical. And you could say, what if we had no sun? And he would talk about having no sun. He would go, well, we would all be dead. And you would go, well, let's pretend we didn't die because we could still grow food with lights. And I mean, he would engage in all those hypotheticals. He would engage. He would talk with you. And then, of course, the media would put out a report that says Donald Trump is cool with no son. Because yesterday, the headline was Donald Trump will punish women for having abortions. It was just bad. Even when Chuck Todd, Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd, presented the question to John Kasich. So the town hall happened, and Chuck Todd ran to find Kasich because Kasich was still in the building. He hadn't left where Chuck Todd was. Chuck Todd was still packing up his gear. And Chuck Todd read the statement to Kasich, and he just said, I want to get your thoughts on what Donald Trump just said at a town hall meeting. He said, there should be a punishment of somehow for women who have abortions. And even Kasich was kind of like, whoa. And if you watched the interview with Matthews, you went, well, that's pretty disingenuous, Sleepy Eyes. That's pretty, we got to take Trump down. 6 months ago, it was fun. It was a joke. We never, ever dreamed it would get to this point, but we have to take him down. He's threatening everything that is who we are. He is changing the way things are done. We can't have that. He's threatening the status quo. Chuck Todd says, can you give me a statement? Donald Trump says we should punish women for having abortions. It's obvious that there's an agenda. This is something that the media saw as the nail in the coffin. It was the nail in the coffin. Now, I want to play the clip just in case you didn't hear the clip, because chances are the only thing you heard was the part where Trump is saying, well, yeah, there has to be a punishment. And the exchange is about 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes long. You're definitely not seeing that. That clip is not being played out. The clip starts, and let me set this up for you, with a girl in the audience asking about reproductive rights. So the minute she asks this and Trump says, well, I'm pro-life with the exception of rape, incest, and health of the mother. End of story. End of story. And any other politician, Chris Matthews, would have left it there. End of story. And if Chris Matthews pressed it, any other BS politician would have said, Chris, listen, this is my position. Everything else you're saying, I can't deal with because they're crazy, ludicrous hypotheticals. They're crazy, ludicrous hypotheticals. And then as Matthews kept pressing, that person would have said, again, Chris, my position is I am pro-life with the exception of rape, incest, and health of the mother. Well, what about late-term abortion as far as the mother's health? Again, Chris, rape, incest, health of the mother. End of story. But I repeat, Trump is not a BS politician. So the thing that we all like about Trump is also that Achilles heel. Because when things like this happen, it gets blown up into a scandal, a controversy to the point where it fills the airwaves, not just for 24 hours, but 48 hours. So let's play the clip. It's a few minutes, but again, you haven't heard this. You've only heard the punishment aspect. But you got to listen to Chris Matthews. You got to listen to what he's saying. You got to listen.
Here, let's go, young lady.
Hello.
I'm Tanya Navy, and I have a question on...
What is your stance on women's rights and their right to choose in their own reproductive health?
Okay. Well, look, I mean, I'm pro-life, right? I think you know that. With exceptions, with the three exceptions, but pretty much that's my stance. Is that okay? You understand?
What should the law be on abortion?
Well, I have been pro-life.
I know. What should the law? I know your principle. That's a good value, but what should be the law?
They've set the law, and frankly, the judges, and you. I mean, you're going to have a very big election coming up for that reason, because you have judges where it's a real tipping point. And with the loss of Scalia, who was, you know, a very strong conservative, this presidential election is going to be very important, because when you say, what's the law? Nobody knows what the law is going to be. It depends on who gets elected, because somebody's going to appoint conservative judges, and somebody's going to appoint liberal judges, depending on who wins.
I've never understood the pro-life position.
Well,
I never understand it, because I understand the principle.
Understand.
It's human life as people see it.
Which
what
it
crime?
Is.
What crime is it?
Well, it's human life.
No, should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
This
is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard. But you're
forbidding
it.
Are you going to say put them in jail?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think
how do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you, but what do you say about...
It's not funny.
Your church. Yeah, it's really not funny. Like, what do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments, but you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
10 years,
I don't
what?
Know. That I don't know. That
well, why
I don't
not?
Know. I don't
you
know.
You take positions on everything else.
I do take positions on everything else. It's a very complicated position.
But you're saying bluntly you're pro-life, meaning you want to ban it.
But the Catholic Church is pro-life.
No, that's not talking about my religion.
But no, I am talking about your religion. Your religion. I mean, you say you're a very good Catholic.
I didn't say very good. I said I'm a Catholic.
What?
Secondly,
let me ask
I'm
you
asking,
this.
You're running for president. I'm not. I'm asking you, what should a woman face if she chooses to have
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not going to play that game.
You said you're pro-life.
I am pro-life.
That means banning abortion.
And so is the Catholic Church pro-life.
But they don't control the country. This isn't Spain. The church doesn't control the government.
What is the punishment under the Catholic Church? What is the punishment?
Let me give you something for the New Testament. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Don't ask me about my religion.
No, I'm asking you.
You want to be president of the United States. Tell me what the law should be. You said you're pro-life.
I am pro-life.
What's that
with
mean?
Exceptions, I am pro-life. I have not determined what the punishment would
be. Why not?
Because I haven't determined.
Well, you decide to be pro-life, you should have thought of it. Because
no, you could ask anybody.
Well, here's the problem. Here's my problem with this. If you don't have a punishment for abortion, I don't believe in it, of course, people are going to find a way to have an abortion.
You don't believe in what?
Like,
you don't believe in what?
I don't believe in punishing anybody for having an abortion.
Okay, fine. Okay,
of course not. And I think it's a woman's choice.
So you're against the teachings of your church?
I believe I have a
So as you see, it was a got you hypothetical question. It was a gotcha hypothetical question. And it's a hypothetical gotcha question that people like Ted Cruz and the other establishments, when I say establishments, the Republicans who are going after Trump now for his comments won't answer. Because it's a gotcha question by a liberal. And let's face it, it's no different than why. Listen, do you see Hillary Clinton doing interviews with Rush Limbaugh? Do you see Hillary Clinton doing interviews with Sean Hannity or Mark Levin? And if they did, do you think they would do the interview without preconditions? Of course not. And when you hear Ted Cruz and you hear Kasich and you hear Tony Perkins all come out and bash Trump and say, well, he doesn't understand the pro-life movement. They won't answer that question. And whoever's asking them the question or at least commenting on the Trump situation won't ask them the question. Because if you heard Chris Matthews, and I know it was kind of tough to listen to that whole exchange, but Matthews's whole point was that if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and you make abortion illegal, if the Supreme Court says abortion is illegal, and when a woman, remember the concept is life begins at conception. If you're pro-life, the concept is life begins at conception. So when you hear, and this was a debate, and it's amusing how, like I said, the establishment are attacking Trump for getting sucked into a gotcha hypothetical, but it's legitimate, and it's something that they won't get themselves into for this very reason, for the very reason that Chris Matthews goes, I just don't get it. I don't get the pro-life stance because. And he set it up. Life begins at conception. If you're a pro-lifer, life begins at conception. Rather it's Carly Fiorina, rather it's Ted Cruz. People have said, aborting that fetus is aborting a baby. It's murder. You're committing murder. That's not a uninformed statement about the pro-life movement. You could go online. You could interviews. They consider that murder. That is life inside. That is life inside. That is life. And when you start talking about second trimester, when you start getting into the third and fourth and fifth month, now you're really talking about murder. Now you're really talking about murder. And so the stance from the Matthews crowd, from the pro-abortion crowd is, if you're going to say that's murder and you want the Supreme Court to make abortion illegal, what's the punishment? What should happen to that woman? What should happen to people that perform abortion? A question that pro-abortion people, it's the million-dollar debate question, and no politician will engage in it because there's no way to get out of it, as you saw with Trump. Because as a pro-abortion person keeps flipping the scenario and saying, well, if the Supreme Court says that abortion is illegal and you say that terminating that pregnancy is killing a human being, it's a human being, it's a life, then there has to be consequences. And if you're not going to have consequences, then what's the point of making something illegal? What's the point of saying you can't do this? There has to be consequences. There has to be a punishment. You see how this hypothetical is a gotcha? You see how Chris Matthews, and you heard him at the end when he said, this is something I just don't get with that you write to life people. This is something I don't get. He said it. I don't get it. You have to have a punishment. You have to have a punishment. If you're going to say abortion is illegal, and you're going to tell a woman that terminating that pregnancy, when you look on a sonogram, or whatever the hell you call it, and the baby's kicking and moving his arms and has a heartbeat, and a doctor goes in there and hacks it up, that doctor is committing murder. That woman is letting that murder happen. If she wasn't raped, if there was no incest, and if her health is not in danger, she's getting an abortion because she made a mistake. She's getting an abortion because something happened. Semen, sperm, fertilized her egg and created a life. She's deciding to kill that life inside. I know. These are very, very controversial and touchy questions, subjects, statements, but they're real. And Donald Trump played the hypothetical abortion game. That's what he did. He played the hypothetical abortion game. So as you heard, it wasn't a, I think women who get abortions should be punished. It wasn't that simple. Donald Trump said, I am pro-life, with the exception of the mother's life being in danger and incest and rape. Chris Matthews played the game of, well, if Roe v. Wade is overturned and it's illegal, what should the punishment be? What should the punishment be? Should there be punishment for the doctor? Should there be punishment for the woman? There should be. You have to have punishment. Something to be illegal, you got to have punishment. I mean, remember, guys. Remember. And these are things that have happened before. They have prosecuted people for forcing a woman to get an abortion, which makes this conversation and the hypothetical last night even more just bizarre. Recently, there was a case, and you could look it up, where a guy was sentenced to something like 10 years because he put drugs in his girlfriend's drink to terminate a pregnancy. The woman was pregnant, and him and her had battled about him wanting her to end the pregnancy, and she wouldn't. So without her knowing, he put drugs in her beverages that would terminate the pregnancy. The guy was convicted and sentenced to prison. Yes. Yes, this happened. Look it up online. Do a little Google. Okay? Do a little Google. It's real. It happened. So there's a situation where somebody is going to jail because they terminated a woman's pregnancy without her permission. So the question would be, if abortion was illegal. If abortion was illegal, okay? If abortion was illegal across the board, and a woman sought out someone to help her terminate that pregnancy, would she be an accomplice to that crime? Hypothetically, yes. Hypothetically, yes. Hypothetically, that woman would be involved in that crime. So you see how this abortion debate is something that skilled BS politicians don't involve themselves in? And let's face it, I don't care if you have 8 Antonin Scalias on the bench and 1 Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They will never, ever overturn Roe v. Wade, which makes the Chris Matthews hypothetical even more ridiculous. That's why I said it's a ridiculous hypothetical. It's an absolute ridiculous hypothetical. That absolute ridiculous. The most conservative of judges will never overturn Roe v. Wade. It will never happen. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter and people rioting in the streets of Baltimore? People burning down CVS, jumping on cop cars. If the Supreme Court handed down a decision that said, today, January 1st, 2017, the United States of America, by way of the Supreme Court, the United States of America, make Roe v. Wade void. It is now illegal to have an abortion. Anyone who has an abortion is breaking the law. So whatever the state that you live in, whatever law that state has on the books now for people that get abortion, people that perform abortion, that is the final verdict on Roe v. Wade and abortion in America. You would see 75%, because I would 25% of the women in the United States would be completely fine with that. But you would see 75%, because even women that are pro-life still don't necessarily want the government to tell them what they can and cannot do with their bodies. There's still some women that are pro-life that are not for banning abortion. They would rather change a woman's mind. They would rather that woman see the light. So you would see about 75% of the women in this country storm the Capitol. They would storm the White House. They would storm the Supreme Court justices. They would probably burn down every single one of those buildings. They would. They really would. They would burn down every single one of those buildings. So again, the hypothetical that Chris Matthews laid out last night is a ludicrous hypothetical. And I will repeat, the thing that we as Trump supporters like about Trump is also the thing that gets him at times in a world. Instead of being your typical politician that would just say, these are my comments, that's it, move on, he engages in the hypothetical. And when you engage in hypotheticals, nothing good comes out of it. Absolutely nothing good comes out of it. Nothing good came out of that hypothetical last night. Even though that hypothetical is a legitimate question that pro-abortion people will engage with you. That conversation last night, like I said, is the type of conversation you would have with your friend when you're drinking a beer in a bar, smoking a joint, and you're pro-choice and they're pro-life. And you're engaging in politics and you're going back and forth and that comes up. And you say to your friend, all right, dude, or you're drinking and you go, why are you against abortion? And your friend goes, because it's killing a light. That's a little baby inside. Yeah, but it's not a baby yet. Yes, it is a baby. No, it's not. It is. Okay, it is. So then what? Well, you're taking a human life. Okay? So I'll play with you. If I'm taking a human life, am I committing murder? Yes, you are. You're taking a human life. Okay, so you want to ban abortion? Yes. You take another hit. You go, okay, so you want to ban abortion. So now if you ban abortion and I take a pill that kills the baby inside me, am I committing murder? And your friend goes, pass it. Technically, yeah. And then you go, oh, so should I go to jail? And then your friend goes, pass a law that says abortion's illegal and if killing a human being is against the law, then yeah, there should be some punishment for you. And then you go, you are so effing crazy, man. That is just a crazy statement. And then your friend goes, well, we're just laying out hypotheticals, aren't we? And then your friend goes, hey, man, if you run for president, those comments will get you in trouble. And then your friend goes, well, I'm going to have to make sure when I run for president, I say I'm just pro-life in the exception of woman's health, her life, incest, and rape. You ever notice that the word esophagus is weird?
That's as crazy as the conversation was last night. And unfortunately, Donald Trump got caught in the craziness. And he does that sometimes. And that's why you either love him or you hate him. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to take a break when we come back. We got a whole bunch of other interesting things to talk about. But we will leave you with the controversial statements once again. The hypothetical gotcha. Because once again, that's exactly what it was. Hypothetical gotcha. Congratulations, Chris Matthews. You have made news. And you finally got to use the pro-choice argument with a pro-life candidate. And you got somebody that unfortunately didn't know enough as a BS politician to give you a BS politician answer. You did it.